This is episode 414, recorded January 27th, 2017. Packard pokes at. Okay, let's talk. Google gone wrong.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far south of me is Tom, your friendly neighborhood atheist.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, I wanted to get it out right away because I was going to forget it.
Like you did last week?
Yeah, like I did last week. The week before that, and the week before that. And joining us from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Hello, hello.
There you go. We're having our okay, let's talk Google gone wrong because, well, Google has been fucking up a lot lately. And
experimenting with screwing people over.
Yeah. How do we screw people over and let them and like it, I guess.
If we keep changing things, they won't notice that we're not giving them money anymore.
Right. We're going to distract you. Don't look at what's in the left hand. Look at what's in the right hand.
I hear they hired somebody named last name Mangala. So. Yeah.
I hate that bastard. One of the things they did was with the Google Plus is that it used to be a lot different format, and then they changed it to this thing was looked a lot closer to what you would see like on your cell phone, like for your Apple or Android or whatever device you have out there. And the interface looks a lot alike, but they offered for a short while there, at least for a good 6 months or so.
You go back to Classic.
Yeah, you go Classic Plus. And it's like, and I switch back to Classic Plus because I run several communities. I'm a moderator in several other ones, and I own a community. It was gifted to me. It's one of the largest ones on Google Plus. I don't know how that happened, but I got it. And it was a lot easier to deal with spammers and people like that in that community under the Google Plus Classic. And then about 2-3 days ago, I was working in the Google Plus Classic, and everything just changed. It's like error. Okay. System error. Okay. I get these occasionally because, well, my computer is slow as shit. And I go to reload and it goes right to the new one. And I'm like, fucking Google. I post it up on my page. It's like, use the goddamn lube next time, Google. Don't fucking just force it down everybody's throat. At least give us a little bit more warning. I know they kept saying, hey, this is going to change at some point. And one of the things was that they were saying is that I heard this from several other people. They said they went to complain about the Google Classic not being available, and they say, oh, well, we spent so much money on this, so you should really be enjoying it. It's like, what the fuck difference how much money you make or spent on it? If you spend $10 on doing it or $1,000 on it, if it looks like a piece of shit, it's a piece of shit regardless.
Well, they're doing the same thing that Apple did, which Everyone's very happy with the interface on the Mac. And then they came out with the iOS. Then they decided to make the Mac OS look like the iOS.
Yeah, and they made it some kind of classic gray shit. And it's all fucked up too for a while there as well. Ugh. Pain in the ass. Dead Jetser from the chat room says moderating is a nightmare without Classic, and I agree. It is completely fucked up, and that's just the Google Plus. That's just their social media access area. that's not even the area where the where they make the most money is on YouTube. They have started. There's been a lot of people complaining about, well, hey, I'm losing subscribers and I have no idea why. And I thought, well, maybe it's the content or it's not the content or it's something else. And people are literally being dropped off unless you go and click this little bell. And now I'm finding out a couple of weeks ago that the little bell to alert you when that's going to your page or somebody else has gone live or has uploaded something, that's going away too. So start clicking on that bell. If you're here watching this show and you want to know when we're going to be on, click the little bell and hopefully you'll be able to get alerts that we're going to be on and when you're uploading. So you got to do that now, I guess.
Click the bell, pull your earlobe, stand on one foot, turn around.
It reminds me of that old TV show, Married with Children. They had this one thing because they were on Fox and, you know, they were a popular show and they knew they were a popular show. So yeah, they could take pot shots at Fox. So they would, there was this one scene, it's like, okay, Al was like speaking into Fox viewing positions and everybody's like doing all the weird hand gestures and the holding the antenna in this weird location just so they can all watch TV and for the Fox station. That's what it's coming out to be. It's going to be like this. You have to do this, all this funky shit just to get your Google channels to watch. And I just want to go back to the plus for just a moment, the social media area. I was following somebody on there and we had been going back and forth, chatting, hangouts, whatnot. And I went to send them something and they were just like gone. Just fucking gone. It like I had unsubscribed from them and I had not done that. So I had to try to figure out how to find them again and resubscribe them. So this is not just unsubscribing just from the YouTube channels. It's happening in the social media area too. I've blathered on for enough. Did anybody else have anything before I open up the channel to the rest of the world here?
Well, I think they're trying to drum up business. I think there's been like 10,000 videos complaining about it so far.
Yeah, that's true. That there is. Everybody's complaining about it. I'm going to open up the discussion to the general chat room. If you would like to join us, it should be in the chat room now. If you would like to join us and bitch about Google Plus going wrong, click that link and join in, and we'll be happy to talk with you. We're going to be talking for about another 15 minutes or so. So we decided to bring this down to about half an hour show, so it's not a regular longer hour show now. So
I'm just curious, with so many people complaining about it, if Google is going to do anything about it, or if they're going to be like, just dull. When the natives settle down.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to do something all right. Something new and equally or even worse. Awful.
It's equally stupid. Yeah.
Well, they could do a Coke did. They could make it worse. And then they're going to go back to this. Say, see, now everybody's happy.
It's a Coke classic.
I keep thinking that we should be following the money. I think that this is all about money. And I think that there's a whole bunch of chiefs and not enough, you know, soldiers at Google
money,
and YouTube.
I haven't figured out how
they're just throwing mud on the wall and watching it to see if it sticks.
Yeah,
is what it feels like. You know, these are desperate moves. They don't seem like they have any rhyme or reason.
There is scuttlebutt that I've heard from a various number of other people saying that the reason why that they're going after YouTube the way they are, making all these weird changes, making it more family friendly, is because they're actually losing money on YouTube. And so they're trying to dress it up like you take it the pig to the fair and you put a bow on his neck, forgetting the fact that the pig was 5 minutes ago wallowing in mud. And they're trying to, you know, sell the pig at the fair. That's what Google or YouTube or whatever is going to maybe at some point in the future go, hey, Fox or NBC or whoever, I got this dressed up pig. It looks real nice, ready for slaughter. Got a nice little bow on it too. Forgetting the fact that it's still a pig.
Well, I mean, they have made improvements for 10 years. This is really the first time they've made a huge stumble that's pissed everyone off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to give them some credit. They got to, you know, they want to mix it up some.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're trying to give some of the newer content creators a shot by basically unsubscribing everybody to the older ones.
You think that's made
them? MatPat.
That's still, that it's still underhanded. I mean, yeah, I can understand. I mean, yeah, we got all these new people are trying to get it into the venue. We're kind of a smaller channel too, and they're let's take some numbers away from these bigger ones, and hopefully they'll.
Well, I think it's possible that, you know, a lot of these the older ones have subscribers, you know,
mm-hmm.
from like years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, people subscribe and they cancel their accounts and they're still subscribed. So maybe they're trying to clean house and they're not doing it very well.
Yeah.
MatPat at Game Theory has a video about it too. Yeah. So, but
I'm thinking, this is my hypothesis. I have no data to prove this. Maybe that some of these people who are subscribed to these bigger channels, they are subscribed to just a whole shit ton of channels. And if you don't watch them after a while, it's like, yeah, I didn't watch like 5 or 10 videos of theirs over the last week or so, and they've put out like 20 videos or whatever, and it's like, oh, you must not be interested in it anymore. I have the same problem with my iTunes. I download everything to my phone and I listen to it on my phone, but my computer for some reason is, hey, you haven't been listening to this channel for whatever, or this podcast.
Oh, for podcasts?
Yeah. And so are you
algorithms?
What's that?
It only stops downloading them for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just does. Hey, I don't think you haven't been playing these, and like, I'm just not gonna.
I think that's more about not wanting your hard drive to fill up with
useless stuff. Yeah. No, I see that. I could see that, but I think they're taking the same. I think they're taking the same route with YouTube.
Yeah. Is
like, hey, you're not watching this channel, so.
We don't think you actually want to be subscribed, so we're going to help you out with that.
We're reading your mind. We're trying to help you out with reading your mind. You're obviously not interested anymore, so we'll just take it away and see if you come back. Some of this stuff is just so bizarre what they're doing.
Well, they need a media campaign to explain themselves. Google, you got some splaining to do.
Yes, Google, you have lots of splaining to do. Dead Jetser says that drives me nuts, and I listen on both, and I do too. I download it this way. I have one on my hard drive where I can download it back just in case if something goes wrong with my phone. And there are a couple podcasts I listen to where they literally will only post just one for that day, and the next day it's gone, and they've posted with the new stuff, and there is no back catalog, period, at all, which is kind of a shit thing to do, but just no way to get around it. So yeah, it's the particular podcast that does it. They just replace it with just the one. They don't keep a catalog of what happened the days before. They just that for that night, or the previous night rather, because it's based it does it from a TV show or something like that. So it's on like a cable news network, which I don't get. So that's just my iTunes though. But I mean, for this show, for the like our secondary podcast, The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe, that one has a long catalog, and so does this one. This one, you can download everything for back about 50 shows or more, and if you want anything more than that, well, you got to go to the webpage. That's a limitation of WordPress, though. I don't think this other show would have that same limitation, to be honest.
I don't know. There's many, many limitations that make no sense, but it's all about money. Somebody's thinks they're going to lose out on some money. They restrict access.
Yeah, I definitely believe that. It is money driven. Absolutely, it's money driven.
But as far as Google, I don't know how they're losing money on YouTube.
I don't know either. But
it up to pay everyone, which.
And then they took that away. From what I understand now, they wouldn't. This is before I got on the make videos and make money on YouTube as well, or trying to anyway. That they had it set up so like it counted per click. So if someone just clicked your channel and then watched a video, you'd get it regardless of how long they watched, whether it was a minute or an hour, or depending on how long you had videos for. And then you have to go through a rigmarole just to post anything longer than 15 minutes. And some of the bigger channels, they often get hit with flagged because of, you know, reasons, because some people got butt hurt and shit. And they flag their channel, so they can't post anything longer than 15 minutes.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokeSat on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. Dead Jetser says, I hope that the YouTube doesn't try to be like Facebook with activity-driven promotion. If they like the page, show them the post. Actually, they already do, to a point, because if you like on a certain video, it will populate, or just even just watch a video, it does populate somewhere on your YouTube account, and it says, hey, they watch this, so they are probably will like this video as well.
You know what I love? I've got a lot of videos, and it's always suggesting to me my videos as something I would like to watch.
Tom, did you ever watch your own videos? They're great.
I mean, there'll be sometimes where like the entire sidebar will be just all my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, it's awesome. That's great. Somebody's watching it.
I love it when it's suggesting one of those Christian, movies.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what the new one is, but God's Not Dead 2 or something.
If you noticed it, I have it monetized. Most of the ads on my stuff are like religious based, which is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's funny. I've seen that on a lot of atheist videos. That's like, they have monetized and all of a sudden, oh, we're going to play this Christian movie trailer for you. It's like, I'm watching an atheist video.
Where's the equality? Are the Christians getting hits from atheist videos?
I don't know.
The thing, atheists don't promote anything other than,
true.
Yeah. we're not making movies.
Yeah. We need to make more atheist movies. Yeah. The movie, was an movie. The Invention of Lying, that was an atheist movie.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Pat on Game Theory, he was talking about, we had the algorithms and showing, he said it was like it was starting out with how many likes you get, and then it was how long people were watching the videos and
how many minutes viewed.
Right.
Yeah, or a percentage of the minutes viewed.
Yeah, that's what YouTube's doing now, is that they count out, you have to watch everything from beginning to end, otherwise they don't give you the full dollar amount or whatever.
But even if you have a 3-minute video, for example, of a Mooga Mooga, a cat video or something, it's still not gonna count as much as some of these other videos where, I don't know, women dress up like pregnant Elsa and there's Spider-Man chasing them or something. They get these crazy views. So it's length and it's length of video and how long
and
you watch. And girth, yes.
And girth.
Yeah. Elsa was really, really pregnant in that. She should let it go already. But
I just hope someone brought the lube to that one.
That happens when you give birth.
The stuff my 8-year-old watches is like the most ridiculous tripe. I how can you stand watching this? I'm sure that's what my parents did when I was watching Sesame Street. But I mean, it's just
what's she watching? I'm curious.
Mostly she's watching people playing video games.
Yeah, my daughter would do that.
We're talking.
Yeah, my youngest daughter would be, when she was still here living with me, she would be watching someone else play video games and like, why don't you just play that game? No, it's more fun to watch somebody else.
Yeah.
What?
That's Markiplier and PewDiePie and Jacksepticeye. All of those guys, they're the Let's Play videos. I have one of my grandsons. Okay. He got a Xbox One for Christmas, and he just runs around the house with the headset on, and he's talking to himself. And my daughter says, "What are you doing?" He says, "Well, I'm just talking to my friends, thanking them for watching me play the game." And she said, "But you're not hooked up." She said, "I know, I'm just pretending." But he's pretending being a YouTuber making videos.
Wow. Oh, by the way, Dead Jetzer also says the hot dog movie by Seth Rogen, total atheist movie. I'm gonna have to check that out. Thank you.
The sausage. Sausage party?
Okay. I've got that. I should watch it.
Yeah, sausage party?
I thought it was referring to this podcast.
Well, this podcast certainly is a sausage party. I thought that's what he was saying there. Is like, because that we do have a lady on the show, so.
Yes. Yes, you do.
It's not good. I heard it was hilarious.
What, the hot dog movie?
No, Mrs. Mitosis? What?
What?
I don't know. Mitosis. That's who that is. Yeah, that's in the chat room there.
Dyslexic.
Isn't that a gum disease? Anyway, we're kind of getting off track.
Not this show.
Not this show. No. Never this show.
Well, when Google Plus insisted that you had to link your, for you to have a YouTube channel, you had to go to Google Plus. That's about the time I stopped making videos because I was totally confused. I had just figured there's things I miss about just YouTube, and I'm not trying to be really negative about Google Plus. I've gotten used to it, but I used to look at the videos that my subscriptions were watching. For example, I'd look at what Wildwood Claire was watching, and I would find new channels because I'm looking at other channels, and I liked that. And that's also a feature that's really gone from this whole thing. The algorithm thing is giving me videos that I would watch based on what I've already watched. And that's an echo chamber, you know?
Oh, yes, it is. One of the things they've also changed is in the mornings, I would load up my subscription lists, and I was like, okay, this is, and I'd click on the channels and the tabs I wanted to watch when I got home. And you have a little alert button up in the upper right-hand corner. And you used to be able to go, let's just say you had messages from Google Plus or whatever, or messages from your YouTube channel. You could respond to those right from there. They've changed that. They've completely changed that. So now it's like its own separate entity. If you were to, in your subscription list, for example, and you click on that thing there thinking because you, hey, I've got alerts here. It just says, hey, so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so has posted a video maybe, or just one person has posted a video, but you don't see comments or replies or anything like that anymore. You have to go to your plus.google.com and then you can get your replies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, for a while using Safari, that didn't work.
Yeah,
I couldn't access when I was watching a video, I couldn't access notifications. It just would say you're trying to access and would fail. But only with Safari. With Chrome or Firefox, it worked fine.
Yeah,
but they now also it's a whole different list of notifications.
Mm-hmm. It is. And they used to be able to, when they would you would get a notification, like if let's say I invited a bunch of people to the show. On this, and I clicked on a separate link, and it would go to their alerts. Now it just goes to your Google Plus, and it's just like, okay, I got to find it now amongst all the other noise of all the other stuff that you've got now.
Oh, I can't find hardly anything. Alerts for this show? No, I don't get them, and I should. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me that I can't find stuff here. It's confusing. I'm wondering how much YouTube Heroes might be playing into the changes. I know that's YouTube and not Google Plus, but it's the same kind of the same thing.
It's the same company, yeah.
They've
while they completely tried to they've they're the same entity, essentially the same entity. They're trying to separate them out, so they're like totally away from each other now. So, I mean, I was saying earlier about mm-hmm. them maybe trying to sell the pig, maybe that's why they're doing it. So you're only getting your alerts in your Google Plus versus your Yahoo. Sorry, not Yahoo. I'm sorry. YouTube subscriptions.
Yeah. So, you put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. But
yeah.
Yeah. yeah, it's strange. I don't know.
It is. It's just incomprehensible about how the shit goes on behind the scenes.
Well, I really like Girl Does Rant. Her video she put out, was it just a week ago or 2 weeks ago? Yeah,
about a week ago.
Yeah. Yeah. She had a really good video out there too.
Yeah. And she's like, hey, if you want to go ahead and mirror this all you like. Now that's another thing with problem with YouTube. You have something that they people post something up and they say, yeah, you can mirror it. And then you still get, or like I had with Godless Geezer, I said, hey, yeah, if you want to go ahead, just post the video up or play with it or do something else with it and post it up on your channel. And people get hit by Google or Yahoo or not Yahoo, YouTube and say, hey, you're not going to get monetized on this, or you're not going to get any kind of it's not going to be allowed to be viewed because the fact is it's the same video somebody else's on somebody else's channel. And so you have to write a letter to YouTube to say, hey, it's okay. I give them.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that no. There was a time when sharing videos was really just as easy as a click. It was actually beautiful in its simplicity, and it got more views for people. It just
they even had, they had a response where in the chat room, like, let's see, Jason with a D, he would do this. Like, go ahead and make a reply video. And there was a click for make a reply video.
Oh, that's, I loved that.
Oh, yeah. That's when I first started using it, and it disappeared right away.
I'm so sad. That was so much. That was reply videos and shout outs. So
this way you don't have to download the whole video. You could just reply to that video.
Yeah.
Yep. Make a video right back to it, I guess.
Shoot. Oh, I miss that so much. Oh, now I sound like a real old fogey, but I just
get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. I remember the day. It wasn't that long ago, though.
It has changed. I mean,
maybe we'll come full circle. I don't know.
Maybe. I really don't know. I really don't know.
I'm not holding my breath.
Don't hold your breath. Not when it comes to that.
Yeah. I like Dead Jester's comment. They'll keep fixing it until it's broken.
Yep.
You know, that's how you get ants. So
yeah. Apparently, he also says a reply was too negative for the snowflakes. Maybe that's the reason why they took it out, because the people are going, you're complaining. Like, the
people are making fun of me.
Yeah, that's
making fun of the dumb shit things I put on the internet.
Right. If you put something up the internet, you can make fun of it. I mean, you can make fun of us. People do. Me, mostly. And I really don't care. Go right ahead. I've had some people make some really weird stuff about me. And I go, okay. Then it just goes away. Yeah, Mitosis says YouTube's algorithms are all FUBAR, definitely. You can swear here. You can fucking swear here if you want to. I don't care. This is a NSFW show. We use language here, all of it.
Well, it's a case of abuse of algorithms. Algorithms might give you some really good information if you use it as feedback. But that's something that the content providers should be using, I don't think it's, you know, unless like, for example, YouTube was really losing money, then I mean, I understand it's a business. Google is a business.
Absolutely.
But they're changing things. They're fixing things that weren't broken, or, you know, instead of fine tuning something, they're just going in and throwing it out. You know, last year's model. Next generation coming up is the attention span of a hiccup, but I don't think that should be what drives everybody else's deal.
One of the things is that's really been fucking up, and we're gonna have to get going here, Charlie. is the fact is that the monetization for some channels is very in question. A lot of people are having problems with that. And I
haven't made like any money on Google, but I was up to like $16-17 and that's gone away. Now it's like down to $8.
Yeah. I got in this program where it's like a third party, they monetize everything and then you get the money that way. I forget what they're called off the top of my head, but somebody else, the Quiet Atheist, got me talked me into trying to get into this one, and they turned me down. So I said, "You can go fuck themselves." And I tried another one, and they looked at my channel and said, "Okay, you'd be part of our network." So it's some kind of networking thing. Anyway, some of the other channels, they would say some of them would say some pretty horrible shit, and were just there just to cause drama. And they were being monetized for a while there, and then once they kept their crap going, they took their monetization away completely. We actually had that happen on a couple of shows we did, and we didn't show anything that was graphic or anything like that. We just talked about something that was a problem or something that had happened. We had talked about that lady that jumped in front of the train.
Young woman in France.
Yeah, that young woman in France. And because the what it said on the tag at the top there, or and some of the tags that were inside the thing there, they turned off the monetization for that. And I complained to them, and they wouldn't turn it back on until I got onto the network, and then I got it turned back on eventually. But it's still a pain. It's still a fucking pain. I mean, these are legitimate stories, and we didn't show any video or anything like that. All we did was just talk about it. Some of those channels that actually show shit like that, and they're getting monetization, I'm like, how are you going? How are you doing it? You know, that just blows my mind. Anyway, all right, we're past our half hour now. We'll be back next week with our regular 30 minute show. No, regular long 1 hour show next week. This is normally an hour show, but we've decided to change that up for reasons. But we'll be back next week with a regular hour show. Come join us then at 9 p.m. Central Time on VaughnLive.tv/PackerPokesat. If you like the show and you would like to keep my lights on because I need that help, go to patreon.com/PackerPokesat and donate $1 or more. It would really help me out. Or go to the GoFundMe, Packard's Payday. Connie set that up for me. Thank you very much, Connie. And donate something there. You can donate $1 or $2 there. And it could be reoccurring, or it could just be one big payment, or just 50 cents or whatever you want to send me. So that would help me out a lot, just to bring in some extra cash so I can afford to live. The situation is not good right now. But anyway, so please make a donation if you can. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Till then, this has been Packard Pokesat. Okay, let's talk.
And that's a wrap.